They're pushing it indeed, folks. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm talking about the Trump administration pushing the outer boundaries of our constitutional democracy. And I want to end today talking about what are the possibilities if administration officials refuse to follow valid court orders. We're seeing glimmers of that just this week with Trump administration officials being ordered by a federal Article III judge in Rhode Island to restore grant and loan funding. As of today, there are still reports that certain federal monies that were affected by that ridiculous OMB memo have still not been restored. So what happens when the rubber meets the road? All of this was ostensibly resolved back during the Marbury versus Madison decision. But notably in that decision that sort of proclaimed the right of the judicial branch of government to decide the outer bounds of executive and legislative authority. The court took great care in that decision to say that they were deciding the law. They came short of actually trying to mandate compliance with their pronouncement of the law. It happened again in a different way following the decision of Brown v. Board of Education. President Eisenhower sent the 101st Airborne Division to Little Rock to forcibly integrate the schools. And infamously, in 1832, Andrew Jackson said this about a decision that he didn't like from the Supreme Court. John Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it. And in fact, J.D. Vance has invoked those lines from Andrew Jackson in a 2021 interview. He said this, when the courts stop you, stand before the country like Andrew Jackson did and say the Chief Justice has made his ruling, now let him enforce it. So, are we looking at, I don't know, U.S. Marshals trying to lock up Trump administration officials, holding contempt, a series of contempt rulings? Maybe. Maybe. But here's what I predict. I predict that the impacts of all of this stupidity from the Trump administration, which haven't yet, in any meaningful way, started to impact or affect his voters, yeah, that's going to start to happen. And if Republicans are already sending letters to their constituents in deep Trump districts saying, don't worry, Elon Musk isn't really in control when he is, I think the dissatisfaction is only going to grow. We saw that already. There was a special election, I think in Iowa. And a Democrat won in a district that was won handily by Donald Trump this past November. And so what does this tell us about this moment? The fractures in the MAGAverse are real. Don't believe the hype. He's losing. He is weak. He cannot do this constitutionally by legislating these things because he would lose even more bigly, as he would say. So what does this mean for you? It means stand up. Let's re-engage the grassroots. We don't have to agree about everything. Those arguments can come later. Let's agree about these things, that active corruption in our federal government is not okay, that politically driven prosecutions are not okay, that our intelligence officials need to be able to tell the truth to the president, that Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un aren't to be lionized and held up, that we don't need to stand at attention before our president, that free speech needs to indeed be free regardless of the content of that speech, and that money isn't speech, corporations are not people, and that we don't want a billionaire overlord. We can say these things. Most of us agree about them. So let's start saying them. Call your congresspeople, call your senators, call your state reps and your state assembly people and say, we want you to follow the law. We believe that there are facts, that our elected officials should tell us the truth, and that we don't like billionaire overlords. Joe from Madison, thanks for calling. What do you have to say this afternoon?
I was going to go off on a different tack, but you've pushed me in a different direction. And that is this question about whether you could indeed have federal marshals go to Trump or Trump officials and say, you must, you know, we're in contempt of court. You have to, you know, go ahead with what the court has ordered you to do. Would that work, Maggie, if federal marshals are under the control of the Department of Justice, right? So if the Department of Justice doesn't go along with that, you're out of luck. So who is the next entity that could enforce a court order? Would it?
This is where we're at, Joe. I got to jump in here because ultimately, remember those confirmation hearings? When appointees are asked, what if you're given an unconstitutional order? Then what? We might be fast approaching the test of their answers to those very questions. Thanks for sticking with me, folks. Dom Salvia is up next on The Dom Salvia Show. We will continue this discussion every day as it is essential to the health and success and future of our democracy. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.